Welcome to From the Shelf, everybody. Today, we are discussing a franchise that has had roaring success as video games. Not so much in the film department. They decided to take a mulligan, 40-something years after the last attempt.
But, we're not talking about the Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo one?
No.
Man, because I really want to talk about how...
Hold on a minute. Where did you come from?
I just kind of walked in. The door was open.
Of all reviews you decide to come back in, it's this one.
Yeah, go figure, right? I'm not even the biggest Mario fan.
That's why I don't understand this at all.
I'm more of a Zelda kind of guy.
Anyway.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. Not really.
Soon, though.
Yeah, and it's going to suck. Avi Arad's producing it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But speaking of Mario, I guess, Cody, we'll start with you. What is your, if any, experience with the Mario franchise?
I'm not familiar with much lately. I played the first three back on NES a lot when I was little, but then that was pretty much it. I've picked up a few here and there. Like, I've played Mario Kart, some of them, but... not a big fan of karting games because of the rubber banding, so that doesn't really click with me. And then
you just offended half of our audience. I hope you understand this.
Rubber Mario banding is
the only ones I really like.
Rubber banding and just BS mechanics like you're in the lead. How about no? That kind of stuff. Just I'm not my kind of racer. The first three Mario games, though. Those are great.
They haven't played
about Mario World.
So you haven't played Sunshine, Galaxy, anything like that?
64?
I didn't have a N64. I think I played a little bit of Wonder last year.
Oh, Wonder's good. Anthony, what about...
Oh, Cloud. I'm not the biggest Mario guy. I own all three of the original NES games just because it's Mario. Personally, my favorite Mario game is Mario World. But other than that, I'm more so a fan of Mario Kart.
That's weird.
Mario just doesn't do it for me. I appreciate Mario for what he's done for video games.
Then I don't understand why you came back for this review. I'm so confused.
Because I could.
But I've played just about all the main Mario games. 1, 2, 3, even though I think 2 is kind of bad.
Also a fan of who appears in this film. I like his series. So there we go. There's the justification.
I love how you're being secret. Everyone knows Donkey Kong's in this movie.
Well, spoilers, you jerk.
It was he
was announced in the original announcement for this movie.
Also, it's been 2 years now.
But I've played just about all the Mario games. Mainline, 64, Sunshine, Odyssey, Galaxy, all those. So I am Mario fan.
You're the resident expert here, which is good, because need at least one.
For real.
Yeah, not like Mario has much of a storyline, because he doesn't.
Yeah, again, I was literally gonna ask, does Mario even have lore?
No. So the way the...
Things just happen.
No, the way the Shigeru Miyamoto described it is, the characters are like actors in a movie, and they're always just thrown in non-connected scenarios. That's why there's no continuity, because there was never designed to be Mario continuity. It just doesn't.
I don't know. This just kind of sounds like lazy storytelling to me.
Hey, there's just no continuity in Mario, which is weird because most other mascot platformer games, Sonic, Crash, Spyro, Ratchet and Clank, they all have continuity, good or bad. They still have continuity.
Honestly, that's probably why I never stuck with the series because... You know, when I was little, it was like, yeah, NES, you know, you're just playing the games to play them. But, you know, by the time I switched over to PlayStation, again, never got an N64. I did play my friend's N64s. But by the point I got to PlayStation, I'm like, now I want my games to have stories.
So it's funny you say that, because I got an N64 for my birthday back when I was like 7, because I wanted Smash Bros.
Is that the reason we got N64? Because of Smash Bros?
I saw the commercial of them beating the crap out of each other, and I was like, I need this game. So I asked for an N64 for my birthday, and that was my first game. But that Christmas, I put on my Christmas list Super Mario 64, and my parents got me Mario Party.
Hey, I like that one.
I wanted Mario 64.
Never got it.
I eventually did play it on the Wii Virtual Console, and I have it now, but Yeah.
I'm going to have to honestly agree with what Cody said. Like, I just like games with story that grab me. Or not just every... completely ridiculous, like Devil May Cry.
I have not every game needs a story, I don't think.
No, I agree with that, but I'm just saying, like, stuff like Mario no longer clicked with me past the NES days.
But how do you take a series that doesn't have a story and make a movie out of it? You just make shit up.
Again, go back to the 90s movie. You just make it up.
This is a lot more faithful, though, than that 90s movie.
The best thing about that movie was Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, but, you know, he wasn't, you know, getting tunes drunk in that movie, so I don't care about it.
In case you missed it, we talked about Roger Rabbit last week.
So, this movie, Chris Pratt and Charlie Day end up in a world full of psychedelics with a blonde chick and a turtle. That's this movie.
I just want to speak as a proud Italian. Chris Pratt's doing pasta face.
Oh my god, you're so... You could almost title this movie The Gang Goes to the Mushroom Kingdom. If you know, you know.
Hmm.
But, in all seriousness, so, this movie follows Mario and Luigi, who are plumbers down on their luck, and when they finally get their big break, or think they get their big break, they get it all ruined by a dog.
Story of Frankie's life.
A golden retriever would not act that way, but you know, whatever.
No, they would not attack. They would just be like, hey, hugs? Bro, hugs?
Come on, give me a hug.
And then when the whole town gets flooded, they end up... Well, Mario ends up in the Mushroom Kingdom, and Luigi ends up in the Darklands, where Jack Black, who is Bowser for some reason, is like...
Oh, no, this movie has some... interesting casting decisions.
Okay, yeah. So I'll be real. I don't mind Anya Taylor-Joy as Peach.
No, I thought she was fine in the role.
And
she actually gave Peach personality.
And I don't mind Charlie Day as Luigi. Chris Pratt as Mario is weird.
It's a weird choice, but I mean, since they went with like a Brooklyn Mario, it works for what they were doing. I mean, because
it sounds like he's just doing a Mario impression.
Because he is.
At the beginning, they literally like, hey, here's what this would look like if the whole movie was the voice that you're familiar with. Might not work
like,
so well.
And then he's like, the voice is a little too much. Like, so they make fun of it.
Yeah, I guess.
Because
I think this was just a no-win scenario for Pratt. Because
if Chris Pratt tried to do the Mario voice the whole movie, Cody's right, it would sound awful.
Again, that's what I said. I don't think this was a win scenario for him, because if he did the voice, it wouldn't be the voice. If he did his own thing, he would scrutinize him for it.
To be fair, though, his Mario impression voice at the beginning wasn't bad.
Who voices Toad?
Michael Peele. Or Keegan-Michael Peele, I'm sorry.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Thank you.
You're just mixing the two guys together.
Oh, that happened a lot during when the show was actually airing. Their show,
Keegan-Michael Peele and Jordan Key. Sure,
I finally done it. I have combined them into one comic genius that also directs horror movies.
Patara or fusion dance?
Yes,
fair.
The fusion was so intense it required both.
Oh, jeez. But you know, they end up in the Mushroom Kingdom, and Mario's first instinct is, I'm a find my brother. So he just kind of breaks into Peach's castle.
Sorry, but the princess is in another castle.
That was great. My favorite bit is when Mario just kind of walks past her guard going, sup, and they just go, sup.
My favorite part of the whole movie is when he's doing that training montage, and when he finally gets it, air quotes, he's having his heart-to-heart with Peach. He's like, oh yeah, it was worse than you. He's like, you got it on your first try, didn't you? I got it on my first try, but I'm from here.
Again, they actually gave Peach a character.
It's weird that she's not the damsel in distress, but Luigi is.
That is weird, now that you say that.
Of course, Luigi gets a horror segment. They had to throw that in there, too.
And he even has, like, the shaking from Luigi's Mansion. I gotta admit, too, I love this movie soundtrack.
I did write that down, actually. There's musical references throughout the entire thing, but they're not...
I will say...
They're not just, like, super blatant. They're sort of just mixed in with the score, I think that was actually really well handled.
I honestly think the Sonic movies could benefit from if they had more of the
game. I will say the Mario music does benefit from orchestras. Like, the music fits very well with that.
That's why Mario Galaxy soundtrack is so good.
Oh, I agree. That's the best thing about the Galaxy games, in my opinion.
Well, that's because you're a hater. Anyway.
So the next movie is already just going to have the soundtrack ready to go. They don't really need to mess with it.
They better not mess
with it. I guess.
But, you know, they're going on their misadventures, getting ready to get the Kongs to help them out.
Yep.
When they get to Kong Kingdom.
And they run into Seth Rogen, played by Donkey Kong.
Now, here's the thing about Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
It's not acting.
I don't think, if I were to cast Seth Rogen as a Mario character, I would have cast him as Wario.
Actually, I agree with that.
Not Donkey Kong.
The problem with Seth Rogen with doing voiceover roles, he doesn't know how to voice act. Because all he does is play himself.
At least he openly admits that.
I give him that. He does admit to it. But they just keep hiring for it. He's like, I like money.
I'll be honest. As I was watching it, I just kind of rolled with him being Donkey Kong. But I wouldn't have cast Seth Rogen.
No, I don't know how to feel about the portrayal of how they characterize Donkey Kong, because I'm more of a Donkey Kong fan than I am Mario.
No, this is pretty accurate to old Donkey Kong. He was a cocky, arrogant asshole.
Yeah, true, but I don't think Cranky Kong was that kind of douche. He was just cranky.
No, Cranky Kong is an asshole.
He's an asshole, but he's not a douche like he is in this.
Yes, he is. Cranky Kong.
There's a difference between an asshole and a douche, Frankie.
Cranky Kong is such a bad person.
Also, I texted Frankie this morning because I was watching it again. I'm like, why did they do an 80s music number? Wouldn't it have made more sense to do a 90s song, since that's when Donkey Kong was, I would say, at its most popular? And also the introduction of Mario Kart was in the 90s?
Why is the Mario Kart segment in the Kong Kingdom? Mario Kart is not Donkey Kong.
But they always had some of the best levels.
Also, why is Mario's big power-up in this movie the cat suit from 3D World? Why that one?
I would have preferred the Tanuki suit.
He has the Tanuki suit.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I would have preferred that would have been the big one.
Because the cat suit's newer, I don't know.
Because cats are adorable.
I mean, they are. But it's also, how do you not give Mario the fire flower ever in this movie?
Peach had it. And Donkey Kong had it.
But not Mario!
That was pretty cool that Donkey Kong had it. That was pretty cool.
It was weird Donkey Kong having a power-up.
But the also, the anti-power-ups, that's a thing?
Yeah, the mini mushroom. Yeah, it's a thing.
Again, this is way past my time with Mario, so I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a thing in Kart.
I also did like Mario and Donkey Kong's relationship, because they both have a chip on their shoulder for their dads kind of treating them like garbage.
Don't you mean they have daddy issues?
Yes, it's Tekken.
Oh, God. When they start throwing people off cliffs, just start running. Don't look back.
Or the jump scare with the eel from Mario 64. You know,
that was cool.
That was fun. The Mario Kart segment is admittedly really cool, the one on Rainbow Road.
I think it could have been a bit more chaotic, given it's Mario Kart.
Given it's Rainbow Road.
The fact that the blue shell is a living entity is just...
That was crazy.
I don't know why I'm thinking about this now, but we can't just ignore Jack Black's musical number.
Peaches.
Peaches.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
I still, every once in a while, you'll walk around somewhere and there's a kid singing Peaches.
It just pops in my head at random moments. I'm literally doing my job, and all of a sudden I'm just going, Peaches, 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 Peaches.
I'd rather hear that than 6-7.
I agree with that, actually.
I might have to bleep that.
Please do.
I don't blame you. That'd
actually probably be funnier if you bleeped it.
It should be a swear at this point.
My dog's mad about this. My dog's mad about this.
Rightly so.
Agreed.
Or how about when Luigi's mustache being so powerful that Bowser could only remove a slight piece of it?
Is that just solely on Luigi's mustache, or does Mario have the same thing?
It probably
extends. It's every mustache ever.
Except Captain America's, because he's able to get rid of his in Endgame.
So my mustache can do that?
No.
Okay.
You're not a Mario character.
You can grow a mustache?
I have a beard!
Oh, the depressing star is kind of my new spirit animal.
Oh, God, that fucking thing.
That thing. The sweet release of death.
What is the living embodiment of 2020?
Also, those people are so close to lava in those cages. How are they not all dead?
Because...
Right? Yeah, the heat alone.
Because animation.
Granted, it's also MarioWare.
Who did the animation for this movie? Who was in charge of it?
It was Illumination.
The Minions people.
You know, I mean, what? You give them credit. Like, didn't they originally start with Ice Age?
No, they started with Despicable Me.
That was Blue Sky.
Oh, no, sorry. I get them confused. So, Illumination started with Despicable Me?
Yeah.
I honestly thought they were all, there was one studio. Ice Age, then Despicable Me, then this and whatnot.
Yeah, no, it was just Despicable. I don't know what else they do besides Despicable Me. Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah, they did Secret Life of Pets. They had a couple of spinoff, like side things, like Migration and other standalone.
Oh,
things.
Yeah, I
Sing,
forgot.
Sing. Dang. They did Sing.
This is by
the
far
animation was there. It's like so fluid in this movie. Like,
no, it's very good. It looks amazing.
Give them props.
And to give this credit over Sonic, they didn't fuck up the designs initially.
That is true too. But again, we had the live action movie, so. I'm sure the team said, okay, you see this? We don't do that.
I'm going to say this. I like the Mario movie, this Mario movie, more than the first Sonic movie, but not as much as 2 or 3.
I can agree.
But that also might be because I'm a bigger Sonic fan than a Mario fan.
But I think Sonic also lends more to a film than Mario does.
Well, one, Sonic's more of a character than Mario is.
And agreed.
Sonic has lore.
I mean, let's be honest. This could have easily gone south. They could have probably tried to copy the Sonic formula.
But no, they didn't.
Like Mario, have Mario be originally from Mushroom King and then him come to the real world. They could have easily done that.
No, I think they did the right call here.
No, they did.
Oh, Illumination also did the Lorax and Grinch movie.
No, they didn't.
Oh, God. Well, everyone's due to have a bomb every once in a while.
But... The final battle also with the star power that Mario and Luigi used to beat up Bowser was pretty neat. When they played the star music, I was like, yeah.
I really didn't see that like that being the final big power-up.
You know what? Actually, it makes sense.
It was kind of there the whole movie, so...
I mean, true.
They've been building up since the beginning of the movie, yeah. So, no, it does... It
again, this is just showing which game I actually like. I honestly would have preferred if they had like the superhero cape Mario from Mario World.
They have a teaser of that. Like they have a.
They do.
But I think what this movie lacks in plot, it makes up for in just being a fun little animated movie. I think
that's the best way to say this movie. It's a fun little animated movie. They knew the assignment, and they.
I mean, it's just like the games, low on plot but heavy on fun.
Yeah, it's pretty nonstop like the entire time.
Kind of like the Transformers movie.
Be honest, I think it's a perfect representation of the game. No story, but just have fun.
Though there are some good character moments with Mario specifically. You see at the beginning, he kind of sucks. And he just gets better as the movie goes on.
Oh, I think there's like an Easter egg to another early Nintendo game. It was Wrecking Crew.
Yes, because Spike is in there.
Yes.
The diner is called the Punch-Out Diner.
So yeah, that was cool.
Or it's a Punch-Out Pizzeria. I don't know. Point is...
I think it was a pizzeria.
Point is, it was Punch-Out, and it was neat. I don't know how we jumped from this to Mario Galaxy, but...
Again, I would have preferred we go to Mario World world.
I thought the Yoshi teaser was teasing. I didn't think Yoshi was teasing Mario Galaxy.
No, but yeah, Peach did set it up. There's a... line like right around the training montage where she says something about all the other worlds out there. She sets up like it doesn't just come out of nowhere that there's
so other... We all know Bowser's gonna get big again and be the villain of the next movie, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear on that.
Of course.
We all know what's gonna happen.
And what I feel like Luigi might have a giant backseat in the second one.
He had a giant backseat in this one.
Even bigger backseat in this.
Like, I don't know why he had to help Mario beat Bowser. It's like, you literally had nothing to do with this.
Because it's called the Super Mario Bros. Movie, not the
Super Then maybe Mario. Had the Super Mario Brothers be in the movie together the whole time.
Whereas the next one's called the Super Mario Galaxy movie, so it's going to be about Mario in space.
Mario's just going to be like, bye, Luigi.
So I have heard they are thinking of making a Luigi's Mansion movie, so there's your time for Luigi to shine.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I don't know. I don't think I can handle a whole movie of Charlie Day.
Oh, God, that's so mean.
I like Charlie Day. He's funny.
I don't.
Well, that's because you're soulless.
That's been established, but I don't. I think he's annoying.
I think you're annoying.
It's funny that you brought up the Sonic movie a few minutes ago, because that final scene with the star power-up and them like running down the street, I know there's a lot more happening in this movie, but it's very, very similar to the final showdown from the first Sonic movie.
Yes, it is.
It's like the same scene, just a lot more characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably inevitable. There be some
nobody in Brooklyn questions there being a giant turtle and a giant talking gorilla.
I like how everyone in Brooklyn just kind of disappeared.
They just accepted the fact that there was a turtle and a gorilla there.
Then the only Spike is on the road that entire fight.
Yes.
No, that's not how New York works.
This is how Mario New York works.
It's wrong.
Probably, but you know. Mario.
At least he got Peach a pet turtle.
Yeah.
He said he would.
He did. And now Cody, my friend.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
How do follow up on the Super Mario Bros. Movie, my friend?
I know you said you didn't want to do a Christmas movie, but how about we do something that feels like a Christmas movie but isn't?
Is it Die Hard?
No. No, I said it feels like a Christmas movie. Die Hard does not feel like a Christmas movie.
But it is a Christmas movie.
But it is a Christmas movie.
I know, but it doesn't feel like one. But what does is Rise of the Guardians. Totally not a Christmas
what
movie.
What the hell is Rise of the Guardians?
Oh, cool.
Oh, it's very underrated.
It's DreamWorks.
I have never heard of this movie.
It's good.
Do you remember how I just said, I keep saying to you, there's so many recommendations I make, and you're like, I haven't seen that thing. You are not a movie fan.
He has the film biography of a six-year-old, Cody.
No, I don't.
Not Marvel Comics or Transformers, Frankie's never seen it.
That's also very much not true.
Yeah, that's right. You've seen Star Wars and Jurassic Park.
It's also not true. I've seen things. I've obviously never heard of this movie.
It is for some reason often overlooked. But it's another.
Yeah, it's. I'd say it's more of a cult classic film at this point.
Oh, all right.
Like it doesn't get re-releases, and I don't even think it ever got a steelbook. Does not get a 4K version. Like
no,
it just gets forgotten about.
It showed up in theaters, then it's just disappeared.
Well, all right, Rise of the Guardians. This is I don't know. I don't know what to do about this one.
I liked it.
I guess we'll see if I do or don't. Because I hated Speed Racer. So.
And you're still very wrong.
Very wrong for that.
I disagree. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening today. We do appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Can I come back when there's more to talk about a movie?
No!